Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Isaiah chapter 58, the verses 9 to 12. Isaiah 58, 9 to 12. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. My theme for reflection is true worship, rebuilding lives and restoring communities. True worship, rebuilding lives and restoring communities. In Isaiah 58, 9 to 12, we encounter a powerful message that challenges the very heart of our faith and practice. The people of Israel recently returned from exile. They found themselves in a difficult situation, struggling to rebuild their lives, their community, and their temple. Yet, despite their pious rituals and fasting, God, through the prophet Isaiah, declares that their worship is hollow. Why? Because they were more concerned with their own religious performances than with the welfare of their neighbors. They fasted, but it was the kind of fast that merely served themselves. God, however, calls them to a different kind of fast, one that breaks the chains of injustice, feeds the hungry, shelters the homeless, and clothes the naked. Isaiah's message is a powerful reminder that true worship goes far beyond rituals and sacred spaces. It is about how we live each day, particularly in how we care for those who are most vulnerable. God's true fast is not about simply giving up food. It is about giving up our selfish ways. It calls us to open our hearts and extend our hands to those in need, to bridge gaps where there is division, and to heal what is broken in our communities. So, what might be broken in our faith community or in our lives that needs rebuilding? Perhaps it is relationships that have been fractured by misunderstandings or stubbornness. Maybe it is our tendency to demand that things go our way, creating tension in our relationships and communities. Or perhaps dishonesty and foolishness have driven a wedge between us and our friends, leaving one person feeling used or betrayed. Whatever the case, Isaiah's call is to act, restoring what is damaged, healing what is hurt, and bringing wholeness where there is brokenness. Today, we may not be rebuilding ancient ruins, but we are called to repair the breaches in our modern society. This might mean advocating for those without a voice, providing for those without resources, or simply being present with those who feel forgotten. The true test of our faith is found not in how often we attend church or how eloquently we pray, but in how deeply we care for others. When we prioritize justice and mercy, we embody the very essence of God's love. My dear friends, in our world today where divisions run deep and inequalities are ever present, Isaiah's message is as urgent as ever. We may be tempted to focus on our own comfort, treating our faith as a private matter. Yet Isaiah reminds us that our relationship with God is inseparable from our relationship with others. The well-being of our communities, socially, physically, and spiritually, mirrors the health of our own faith. We are called to be repairers of the breach, to heal, restore, and bring wholeness wherever it is needed. The transformation of our society begins with each of us choosing to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, not just in our religious rituals, but in every aspect of our lives. When you give of yourself to help the hungry and care for the oppressed, your light will shine brightly in the darkest times, and your life will be filled with hope and clarity. God will always guide you, providing for your needs and giving you strength. You will flourish like a well-watered garden, and your efforts will restore and rebuild what has been broken. You will be known as a healer and restorer of your community. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can I shift my focus from religious rituals to actions that bring justice and mercy to those in need? Number two, what breaches or areas of brokenness exist in my community, and how can I contribute to their healing and restoration? Gracious and loving God, open our eyes to the needs of those around us and open our hearts to respond with compassion. Help us to move beyond empty rituals and to live out our faith through acts of justice, mercy, and love. Make us repairers of the breach, restoring what is broken and bringing your peace to our communities. May our lives reflect your grace as we seek to follow your call to care for the vulnerable and to build a world that honors you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.